Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's not long after the calendar turns the page over into a new year before you realize that tax season is now upon you. And that means tax deadlines are fast approaching. John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He joins us by phone from Greenwood, South Carolina, to help us with this topic. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Mike.
So let's go ahead and dive right into this. What's our first tax deadline date that you would like to talk about?
The first date that our listeners should be aware of is April 1st, and that date applies to required minimum distributions, also known as RMDs, from retirement accounts. That affects any account holder who turned 73 last year. Most typically, they will make those required minimum distributions in that calendar year, but technically, they do have until April 1st to make that initial required minimum distribution.
So I'm going to guess maybe the next important date is the actual tax date of April 15th?
Yes, sir. Most people are aware of that one. April 15th is important for several other reasons as well. That's the date when anyone who's looking to make contributions to IRAs, individual retirement accounts, or health savings accounts, also known as HSAs, that's the deadline for making those contributions for the previous year. I think now's a good time to mention that the 2024 IRA annual contribution maximum for those younger than age 50 is $7,000 for 2024. Those who are 50 years or older can contribute an additional $1,000 for a total of $8,000 for 2024. Another topic that comes up in my practice is, when's the best time to take IRA withdrawals? Of course, you have those required minimum distributions, but we don't necessarily let that impact the amount of money someone can withdraw from a retirement account, because that is, of course, impacted by their financial situation.
All right. Now, you mentioned HSAs along with the IRAs having that deadline of April 15th. Tell us more about that with HSAs.
Yes, HSA is a health savings account. Those health savings accounts are a way for individuals with a high deductible health insurance plan to save money triple tax free. So this is important here. Triple tax free, meaning any contribution to an HSA is, number one, tax deductible when that contribution is made. Secondly, the funds within the health savings account grow tax free. And third, the withdrawals are tax free when made to cover eligible medical expenses. For 2024, the individual maximum contribution to an HSA is $4,150, or for family coverage under the high deductible health plan, the maximum is twice that amount at $8,300. Another feature of HSAs, one that I like, is that the funds within the account that are not used in any one year will roll over to the next year. So it's not a use it or lose it. You continue to retain possession of those funds. Now, for this year, 2025, the HSA maximum is $4,300, or for family coverage, $8,550. One more interesting component of the HSA is that when an HSA owner turns 65, they can use those funds not just for medical expenses, but they can be used for anything. Now, there are some caveats to that. One thing is, after 65, there's no IRS penalty on the withdrawals from that HSA for any reason. However, if they are used for non-medical expenses, then the HSA owner would need to include that withdrawal on their tax return, and it would be taxed as ordinary income, much like a pre-tax IRA plan withdrawal would be taxable as well. Another important note is that you cannot contribute to an HSA once you enroll in Medicare. So once you reach age 65, which is when, as you probably know, when Medicare enrollment begins, then you can no longer make HSA contributions at that time.
Okay, it is interesting. I didn't realize that you can make HSA contributions for the prior year all the way up until April 15th of this year.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. Super. Great information, John. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this program again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.